Welcome to Tamil Express. This is a live classroom broadcast. My name is Jasper. I am the facilitator. This is a method through which you can learn Tamil in 10 classes. That is to say, you will learn the foundation, you will learn the basics. Through this method, you will get the background structure of how the language works. And then you can, when you know the structure, you will be able to use it in any which way you want to use it. So, for example, it is like Lego blocks, you know. So the lessons are given as Lego blocks, and then you rearrange and arrange them the way you want to, and you can express yourself. So I will be giving you the cues, and there will be a pause, and during that pause you can repeat and practice. Before we move into the lesson, I would like to inform you about the lesson sheets. These lessons are available as PDF, and if you want print, we can arrange print. And this is available for a contribution. You can make your contribution to Auroville Radio, and the account number is 0867. So you can contribute 300 rupees or more, and that is the number 0867. So if you, when you pay 300 rupees, you get a PDF and a printout or a printout for you to practice along with the lessons. We have the lessons every Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. So let's start the lesson. The first lesson today is very simple. It's just five sounds. All you have to do is remember five sounds. How easy is that? So the first sound is na. 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 The second sound is pun. Pun. The third sound is re. So when we, let's first put these three sounds together. It is na, pan, re. So you said na, pan, re. That means I am doing. I am doing. That's what we're saying when you say na, pan, re. Now, Tamil language, and in Tamil people, or all Indian languages, almost all Indian languages, have kind of evolved to include English verbs in their in the regional language. So we have a lot of English in our Tamil sentences. So we can use English verbs in Tamil sentences. So please don't get alarmed. I'm not going to teach you half Tamil. What I am trying to say is we will start with this, because we start with using the English verbs, and later as we proceed, we will remove the English verbs and we will add the Tamil verbs in that place. But there is a technique that is, that the language has evolved in a way, which is using a technique. What is that technique? I'm going to explain that technique now. The technique is the sound, second sound, pan, means do. Pan means do. Now, in Indian languages, this pan, or the equivalent of pan in Hindi or Kannada or Telugu, have become auxiliary verbs to the English verb. You know, so let's say you're cooking, present tense. No, I am cooking. How do we say I am cooking? You just have to say na, the first sound. And in between the first sound and the second sound, which is second sound is panna, you put the English verb. Na cook panna rain. The third sound is rain. So let's say it. I am cooking. Na cook panna rain. Now repeat some more times. Na cook panna rain. I am cleaning. Na clean panna rain. I am waiting. Na wait panna rain. So good. So that's it. With that, you're able to say so many things in Tamil with just three sounds you've learnt. You can say, I'm cooking, I'm waiting, I'm cleaning, I'm calling, and all of that. So what happens? The Tamil verb do, panna, becomes an auxiliary for the English verb. I'm cooking, na cook pannaren. I'm cleaning, na clean pannaren. I'm waiting, na wait pannaren. I'm recording a Tamil lesson. Na Tamil lesson record pannaren. So let's so there are five sounds. So this is a five sound lesson. You've learned three sounds. There are two more sounds. So these two more sounds are for tenses, to change the tenses. So we said, I am cooking, which is in present tense. Now we are moving to future tense. Let's do future tense. I will cook. I will cook. So, if you notice the third sound, rain, there's a prominent R there. Rain, R is there, no? That R marks the present tense. Now, when we change the tense, the R will go away. And in its place will come V for victory. V for victory. Okay, so I will cook will become na panna vain. Na panna vain. Na panna vain. So repeat after me. I will cook. Na cook panna vain. Okay, that was good. Let's do both present tense and future tense. We're using two different verbs. I'm cooking. I will rest. Na cook pan rain. Na rest pan vain. Could you repeat that? Wonderful. So now there is one more sound left. We have completed four sounds today. There's one more sound, which is for past tense. The past tense. So let's say I cooked. I cooked. So what happens here? The R for present tense, we removed it. We put V for future tense. Now we are going to put N. N for November for past tense. I cooked will become na cook pan ne. Na cook pan ne. Could you repeat? Now let's put all these three tenses together and make, let's speak in Tamil. I am resting. I cooked fish curry. I will I will eat dinner. I will repeat it again. I'm resting. I cooked fish curry. I will eat dinner. Na rest pannren. Na fish curry cook pannen. Na dinner eat pannven. Will you repeat this? Great. So with five sounds, you're able to say these many things, you know, so many things. You can say things in present tense, you can say things in future tense, and you can say things in past tense. I hope this first lesson, five sound lesson, was easy and interesting and useful. Keep practicing. You can get your lesson sheets by donating for the lesson sheet. You can send your money to 0867 Auroville Radio account, and you can get your copy. You can practice the lesson, listen to the lessons and practice along with the lesson sheet. It will be useful. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. See you in the next class.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.